Submit for your plat, make sure we know the application number for this sidewalk waiver. It should be noted on your plat that you have this sidewalk waiver, and then it wouldn't hurt to throw in the notice of decision that we'll send you later this week.
Yes, ma'am.
Madam Chair, excuse me, this is Maggie Gould, sorry. The notices of decision are actually just available on our website.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I forgot about
that. So go to the DRB webpage Friday afternoon and your NOD should be there. If you can't find it or there's an issue, please let one of us know.
Yeah. And go late Friday afternoon, like happy hour time. All right. Number nine, PR 2021-5019. SD 2021-1110, vacation of public easement. SD 2021-109, preliminary final plat for pay and save at 4701 4th Street Northwest and Cartesian Surveys.
Good afternoon, this is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys.
Address?
Address is PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay, thanks for your patience. Mr. Mulhall, go ahead and give us an update.
Certainly, so this plat is consolidating a number of lots into one tract, and we are also vacating an easement, which is in a vacated right-of-way, and so we have since updated the application to include an infrastructure list, which covers the sidewalk that needs to be installed on the far southwest side. And we are still in talks with the Water Authority regarding their abandonment of a public sanitary sewer line to private ownership. And so with that, we await any comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item nine on 4701 4th Street? Please raise your hand now or speak up. Don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Madam Chair, Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good afternoon, Ryan. Regarding the document, that's really the last thing we're needing. I'm told by Chris Cadena, who's been in conversation with our legal, that it will be a document that we can then give to our asset management to update our maps and officially record that for our auditing purposes. And our legal has not decided on the exact format of that document yet. So that's where we're at. They've been looking at it and had a couple ideas as to what to use, but they've not resolved it yet. So we're still waiting on that. As it is a legal document needing signature by our executive director, my request is going to be for deferral until we have that worked out. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer, but that's where we're at. Thanks.
Yeah, this is around with Cartesian. I'm just curious if you have a timeline on that. I know it's tough to say, but just, I guess, for the deferral sake, at least.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. I do not. I know Chris has asked about that. It was a couple of weeks ago when he first asked about it. So let me get with him this afternoon. If you want to do a week, I think we'll at least have an answer for you would be my suggestion within the next week. But as far as the actual document, it's going to be probably a couple more weeks to get it approved by your end and then our end for signature. So I guess it depends on what you're looking to do here. If you want to have the final document, it's probably going to be a couple of weeks. If you want to just an answer as to, okay, what are we doing? We're okay with doing that. Next week will probably work. So that's the best I can say.
All right, this is Ryan with Cartesian. Yeah, I appreciate your candor on everything. And I think the point will be to get the documents signed and get this done. So I think we'll defer until then, but we'll go week by week and get your updates from that, if that's all right.
Trust. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Hello, Ms. Montano, code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
Parks and Rec.
Council Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, no additional comments.
Hydrology.
Mr. Mijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of June 1st, 2021. We have no objection.
Transportation.
Good afternoon, this is Jean Wickenberger with Transportation. The sidewalk width waiver along the portion that is shown as 5.5 feet is approved per administrative decision. And for the portion of sidewalk, there's 3.6 feet. This is considered to be too narrow. However, the infrastructure list that was given to us shows a 6-foot sidewalk to take care of that. because this infrastructure list is meant to be for record purposes, transportation will sign off once that sidewalk is replaced. Thank you.
Any questions?
I know this ran with Cartesian. I appreciate you clarifying that the infrastructure list covers our needs. Thank you.
Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Our only remaining comment is just getting us a DXF file approval email from Aegis. There is an infrastructure list. So normally this would require a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. I believe, Mr. Mulhall, that you requested that there not be a requirement for a recorded IIA. So I don't know if that's something that we want to, you know, discuss and figure out. Okay.
Right, this is Ryan with Cartesian. So I've had dialogues with Ms. Wolfenberger regarding the need for an IIA and that wasn't necessary for such a minor addition of the sidewalk in this instance. And so, yeah, it was my understanding that we wouldn't need an IIA to back up the infrastructure list here and that her signature would be predicated on the installation of the sidewalk and that would be enough.
So, Mr. Mulhall, you're saying you will build the sidewalk and then she would sign?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. That's correct. I believe that we thought that would be the more expedient route, that we would construct the sidewalk once we were approved with delegation for everything else. Thank you.
This is Jean with Transportation. That's correct and as stated. Thank you.
That you're saying we can do it that way?
The way that we're doing it, we can do it that way, yes.
Okay, I guess I'm just joining the party. So, okay, I think I get it. All right, Mr. Mulhall, thank you. I think that's everything. And are there really two pages to your infrastructure list or just one? You might want to correct, signature page. Okay, all right, tiredness is setting in. Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Oh, we need to defer you. I think I'm about ready to turn over the chair position for lack of thinking straight. Okay, so we were looking at, Mr. Carter was saying 2 weeks. Our options are September 1st and September 15th.
This is Ryan with Cartesian. We were saying a week at a time, but yeah, I realized that September 1st will be pretty crowded and I don't know if we'll get signatures by that time. It sounds like water needs more time. So I think let's go with the 15th for now.
Okay. Is there a motion to defer item 9 to September 15th?
Land Car with Water Authority, so moved.
Second.
It's Montano, Code Enforcement, I second.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vince Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Carol Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 9, PR 2021-5019, and applications 2021-1110, vacation of public easement, NSD 2021-109, preliminary final plat, to September 15th.